And what about land that always has water on it? There's always water standing on it. You have to really do something about it if you wanted to.
Well, they call that the ditching or draining. We call that swampland in this part. Yeah.
Now, I wanted to ask you about different kinds of soil. What different kinds of soil?
Well, we've got what they call the topsoil and the subsoil. And we've got some sandy land, not too much in this part of the country. We call iron red clay.
Now, what about loam? Is there anything
you call it? Loam soil. And
what's that like?
Well, it ain't a stout of land, as we call it, is a good soil land.
It isn't as good as...
You want to produce certain things as good as that.
Somebody told me something yesterday that I'd never heard of, crawfishy soil. What's that?
That's where the water seeps and the crawfish get in and works it out.
It seeps up from underneath?
Underneath.
Do you, can you use that land for anything?
Not too much.
Is there any of that around here?
No, not right in this part of the country. No.
Somebody told me it was somewhere over near Rankin and...
Well, now they could be back in Abbott. I didn't hear what we call red clay soil, subsoil.
Now,
over at Reedtown and around, it seems to me like around White Pine is
not too much over there. Ain't nothing much in there.
Okay. They call it blue fishy land, too?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I hear the person may not be.
That's interesting. You talked about ditching. You say you're going to cut a ditch. Is that you're going to drain the?
Well, that drains off so you can cultivate.
And would you call that a ditch or a channel or?
Well, we call it ditching in this part.
Okay. And then one that was just happened naturally like that, that you didn't even do, that it's cut by erosion. You know, like on a when it rains hard, the water is dry most of the time. When it rains hard, the water just washes through there.
Well, we call that just sort of where it overflows. Overflow land.
No, I mean,
don't stay all the time.
It's kind of like a channel in a field, a ditch, or I just wondered if you ever used an expression like gully or.
Well, that's what washes out after you cultivate land, so it wears it out. We call it ain't got no body to it much. It goes to erosion or washing away to where it ain't got no grass or anything. That's the way people used to farm this part of the country.
I see. And then you get that tough, what do you call those things now?
The gully.
Okay. And then you said you didn't have any streams on your farm. What are the closest streams around here?
Well, Long Creek over yonder is about the closest creek we've got. It's out of White Pine.
I see. And then are there any branches in the?
No, not around here.
Just the one?
Yeah.
What's the creek now?
Well, they call it, it runs north. Uh-huh. It's the only creek, it's in this part of the country, some of them call it Long Creek, but the name of it is Rome Creek.
I see. That's good, because it runs north, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. And then the big rivers around here, though.
Well, the Frank's Broad and the Holston.
How far is the Holston from here?
I guess it's 10 miles.
And the Frank's Broad is about...
About the same. Ain't much different.
Yeah.
Would Cherokee be 10 miles?
Well, he's that close, too.
I don't know. And
his
road distance,
In Jefferson City, they say, is a city between two lakes. What are the lakes?
Yeah, that's Douglas and Cherokee.
Now, the French Broad actually becomes a lake over there near...
Well, they've got there's a lake on each river, you know. French Broad and Holston
too. I see. What is the lake on the French Broad? Is that...
That's a Douglas thing.
Yeah.